really ahead of the curve. And in fact, I think at that time, maybe 30% of the cow-calf operations had internet access. And you take a look at what they've done today. In fact, I remember the first 2 years we have on that beef website, Ask an Expert, and we had zero traffic. I was asking the question, and I was answering my own question. Okay, and then a few years later, that thing really kind of took off. I had a PowerPoint, but since that thing's messed up, I'll just tell you, there's a graph in my PowerPoint that is interesting, and it has information accessed by the desktop, and it stays pretty flat. And then it has information that'll be accessed by mobile apps, and that thing just goes skyrocketing. Take a look at that curve. And in fact, in 2014, more people will access information by mobile units as compared to the desktop. And so when I saw that data, and our business is to get information out to producers, I saw that and I said, man, we've got to do something different. And at least have some other opportunities for producers to access information. And so we started developing some mobile apps. I'm going to demonstrate those with you today. That'll be the major part of the conversation. So the first two that I'll demonstrate are available. And so I don't know if it's part of my retirement package, but they're available up on the iStore or on Google Play. And so the ones that I thought we'd take a look at today, one is the body condition scoring app, and that's the one that I'll show you here in a few minutes. And then we'll go and take a look at a teat and udder scoring app. And then there's an app that we have available that's not available yet, but should be available in about a month. We're field testing it right now, and we think it'll be helpful for producers. So the one that you see right now is the body condition scoring app. And what's pretty cool about this app, it has three components. It has a written extension circular that you can read about condition scoring cows. And then that's going to be this right here. And it'll pull up here, I hope, pretty quick. And it does. And so you can actually read and learn about condition scoring cows. And this comes off of our NevGuide system. So you can read about it. And the other thing is that if you don't know an awful lot about condition scoring cows, or you do know a lot about condition scoring cows, and you just want to update yourself, there's a learn component to this app as well. And so we're going to focus a little bit more on the learn component today. And so here's the learn component. And so I've actually got some cows in the system, and you can condition score those cows. I've condition scored the cows. And it'll tell you if you've done it right or wrong, okay? And so we'll take this cow. Let me get a different cow that's a little bit easier to look at. She's not that easy to look at either. There's a cow that's not too bad to look at. She's got a lot of hair on her, but here would be a cow. And so it says up here, it says, study this cow, and then when you're ready to test your understanding of body condition scoring for beef cows, just tap the picture. So you tap the picture, and it moves it down to the bottom corner. Now, what we build into this app is that we actually have some guides, okay? And so I've actually got some cows in there that we've condition scored. And so here's a cow. Let's say you don't know what to score the cow that you have down there in the lower left-hand corner. Left-hand corner there. And so you can actually pull this cow across until you find a score that matches up with the cow that you have below. So you notice that she gets from a 5 to a 6 to a 7, she increases in body condition, doesn't she? And we go up to a 7 and then down to a 6 for the guide, at least from live pictures, okay? Now, we also have the Elanco sketches, and so they actually go all the way from 1 to 9, if you will. So you just drag that thing across and are able to at least maybe match your cow up that you're trying to score down in the bottom right, left-hand corner. With the one that's the guide. Now, if you don't know where to look at cows for body condition, you just hit label. And so those would be the areas that you condition, right, evaluate condition. Brisket, ribs, over the back, the hooks, the pins, and the tail head area. And so that's kind of a nice guide, especially if you're trying to learn or maybe teaching one of your ranch hands how they might use body condition scoring. So if you want to get rid of that, you just touch label again. And let's say you don't know really the definition of a condition score 5. If you would actually touch question, there's a written component as well. So we not only have visuals, we also have writtens into this particular app. And so you can go through that, and that'll tell you about, you know, what's a condition score 6 cal look like, a condition score 7 cal, a condition score 8 cal would look like. So let's shut that part off. She's not a 7 or an 8, is she? No. She a 7? No. Is she a 6? Could be, right? Now, what's the tough thing about condition scoring this cow? Got a lot of hair on her, doesn't she? She's a hairy bugger. So she could be a 6. She could be a 5, too, couldn't she? We know she's not a 4, though, is she? Right? And so let's just call her a 5 and see what they say. Correcto. All right, it'll tell you if you're right. So if you can actually go ahead and continue to bring cows up. That's a cow in pretty good rig. Let's find something that's maybe not. That cow's thin, right? Would y'all agree with that? So she's kind of thin. So this goes through the 1 to 9 system. And so if you're still trying to learn the system, basically you just touch it, and then you can actually pull up the guide. And so you can run through here, drag them across. The thing won't allow you to expand it, right? Everybody wants to expand or contract, right? So you tried to do that with the picture to make it bigger by using it, right? Open and shut. Is that we found out that the students that were using it basically crashed it. So we aren't going to let you do that, okay? Because it'll crash the program. And so is she a 4? Is she a 3? I don't think she's a 3, is she? She a 4? Is okay at a 4? I think she is too. So again, if you want to figure out where to condition, at least evaluate condition score, basically hit the label and then back it back down when you don't want it anymore. And then we're going to check her in at a 4, hit the check mark, and correct. Okay. So to me, this learning module not only works extremely well in a classroom where you're trying to demonstrate and teach body condition score and beef cow, it can work at the ranch as well. And it'll allow you to also work with your cowgirls, whoever's working with you, and basically go ahead and learn and make sure everybody's on the same page in regards to body condition. You want to score one more cow? Are we done scoring? Let's score one more. We called her a 4. Let's score another cow. I think that right now we have. She's come up again. Here we go. She's a little tough to score. Here's a cow. Okay. So these aren't on the university branches at all. So here you go through the process again. So when you're ready to score, you just touch the cow. And if you're not sure what she needs to be scored, you can bring up the guide. And she's a little bit of a, here's a rear view. Comes up. She's not a 5, is she? Not a 6, going the wrong way. Is she a 4? A little bit hard to take a look at. She's probably a 4. I don't think she's a 3 yet. Okay? That's a pretty thin cow. Let's call her a 4. And we are. Okay, go ahead.
What's the time option?
The time option is I'll show you that here in a few minutes. Okay, the time option, remember I said that there was 3 components. We've gone through 2 of them, right? We've gone through the written material, where you can basically read about body condition scoring and how to do it. And then we have the learn component. Then also built into this app is you can score your own herd. Okay, so if you just go ahead and click this over here, this is your opportunity to score your own herd. Okay, and so there's when you get into the app, you have to score your own herd. You basically have to put an ID in, and so once you put an ID in and you're going to score her, it'll automatically put today's date in. So those are really the 2 things. And then it says key time. Okay? And so that's where if you touch key time, it's day, key time. Okay. So if you're scoring her at calving time, if you're scoring her after you come off the grass before weaning, that would be the key time that you basically enter that in. And so once you hit, let's say it's during the breeding season, you hit that in there, and it comes up and there's going to be a camera. You can't see the camera right now because I've got it covered up. But at that point, you'll have a camera up there. Now you can take pictures, okay? The system will allow you to take 2 pictures. And once you get the two pictures in there that you like, it'll actually, if you don't like one, you can delete it off. But it'll allow you to take a side view, and it'll allow you to take a rear view picture of that cow. And then once you've done that, you score, and then you save her. And she's in the system. So once she's in the system, you can come back and score her multiple times throughout the year. So it's really one of the things that we've used it for young cows. And we've scored them multiple times throughout the year and stored it in the system and away you go. Okay, so the other thing is let's say you're on a fairly large operation or ranch and you have a number of ranch managers that you can actually score a representative number of cows in your particular herd that you're managing. Come back to the headquarters and share the scores with your with the other managers and make sure that you're all on the same page in regards to the body condition score. Remember the idea behind body condition scoring, it's a good way to evaluate your nutrition program, right? It's a much better way to evaluate your nutrition program as compared to body weight, okay? So that's available, those are available. Any questions on that? Good question here on what, so you're able to actually put in the time of the year that you use it for. We haven't tapped it out in regards to the number of pictures that it'll hold, okay? But it'll hold quite a few. Go ahead.
Is there a way to pull the data off that app so you don't have to re-enter it and save the cell file?
You know, so we're gonna actually put together a component where you can sync it with your laptop or your desktop. Yeah. That would be one of the next moves that we do with these apps. Go ahead.
If you take a picture of a cow at breeding time, mm-hmm. and then come back and take her picture at weaning time, mm-hmm. the first pictures get deleted? Or
they do not. The question is that if he comes back and you take a picture at breeding time and you come back and take another picture at weaning time, does it delete the first picture? No. That date up there, you just toggle it back. You know, go back and get the cow or go back and get her picture on that date that you took at calving time or breeding time, and then you go forward to get the one that you have taken and scored at breeding time. Weaning time. Yeah. It doesn't delete them. You have to delete them. Okay. It doesn't automatically delete them. Good question. Any other questions about this app?
What do you call it on iTunes?
What's that?
What do you call it on iTunes?
It's called NUBCS. Okay. NUBCS.
What platform?
Both. It's both available for iPad, Apple, Android. Okay. So we're going for both applications. All right. Ready to go look at another one? All right. So, the good thing is you guys don't have to listen to my PowerPoint presentation, which wasn't all that good anyway. So let me find the other one here. I've got two more that I'd like to have you take a look at. This one's on udder and teat scoring. And, boy, the older you get, some of these convenience traits become pretty important, don't they? Or maybe if you have to ask your manager to milk out a cow that doesn't have a very good teat and udder, they let you know pretty quick. But this is set up with the same kind of setup as the body condition scoring app, in that we don't have any written information, but we're going to put together a short NEB guide or extension circular to talk about teat and udder scoring. But it also has a learn component as well. And remember, you think about when the teat and udder score cows is probably within 24 hours after calving, right? That's a good time to get a good read on teat and udder conformation. So that's what we'd have you do. And that's the kind of information that we'll have in the extension circular. But it also has a learn component, okay? And so you can actually touch the learn component, and it'll bring up a cow that doesn't have a very good teat udder conformation. Can you see that okay? Let's find one that maybe is a little bit better. We might have to turn the lights on, Mr. Freckle. Better? There's... I know there's some cows in there that aren't this good, okay? We've got some bad cows in there, too. So the whole idea is that if you notice along the top there, we have the udder suspension score, and that's the 1 through 9, so that would be the BIF scoring system, right? And then we also have the teat score in there that's also the 1 through 9 system. Now, it's a little bit different than maybe some of those that you're used to, the old 1 to 5 system, but we decided to put... I think it's important that we put the BI up. And so it also will help you go through. And so if you would touch that, so it asks you to score the udder. Not the other, but the udder, okay? And so here's some drawings that we have. And so it's a 1-9 system. And so I didn't put all 9 drawings in there. Basically, I got 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9 in that system, okay? And so she's better than 5, isn't she? Right? So that's the wrong way, right? Remember, 1's not good and 9's really good. And so if you go through the system here, she's better than 7, isn't she? Is she a 9? She's pretty close to 9, isn't she? I'll call her a 9. So I'll check that, and then allow me to go and test the udder. This will be the T scoring, okay? So not bad, right? I'll call her a 9 too. Let's just call her 2 9s. It says yes, Cal 10 scores 9 for udder, but does score 9 to meet the T, okay? So I need to go back and rescore the T. She must be an 8. Okay, I call that. Correct though, right? So we're good to go. Right, we're good to go. Wow, well, don't go to sleep on me. You want to score another cow? We'll score another cow. So we're moving through pretty quick. So we'll just score another cow. Let's get one that's maybe pretty poor. I know there's poor one in there. That's not a university cow. Okay. But we all have some of those, don't we? Yeah. And so, here's a cow that has pretty poor teeth and udder conformation, and we can actually tap on her, or at least go over here and ask for the guy to come up. And I think it'll come up. There we go. So you can toggle through, and she's down in here, isn't she? Let's just call her a 1. And she's opposite of the 9, isn't she? And so we'll go here and take a look at the udder. And she's not very good, so we'll go down. I don't know. She might be a 2. Let's check that and see what it is. She doesn't have an udder score. She must have 1. Suspension doesn't match the T-score. So she's worse. She's not quite that bad, okay? We actually have some that are worse than that in there. And here's one that's not too bad, is it? From a udder T confirmation. So my point here is that both of those apps are up and available. Both of those apps basically have the same kind of setup, the body condition scoring app as well as the teeth and udder scoring app. Both of them have a learn component to it. So if any of you folks are educators, I teach a senior level CalCAP production class, and we use the apps in that class. We get students that maybe aren't animal science majors that are in there, and we understand how important body condition scoring is. And so basically that's what we use. Okay, there's one more app that I'd like. I don't think I get to go, Jane, as long as I want. now that technology's working, it feels good. Go ahead.
Question on the udder scoring.
Yeah.
According to the BIF guidelines, aren't those two switched? Didn't it teat score first, teat size first, and then udder suspension?
Yeah, in regards to how you do that. Yeah.
And do a 87 or whatever.
It would be for
size.
Yeah, and that's right. We need to switch those so that teeth scored first and udder scored. Yeah, and we didn't catch that until. Yeah, good point. Go ahead.
What's it called in
iTunes? NUBUTS. I have to tell you, I didn't do a comprehensive review of all the apps that are up there. Okay, and we didn't think we would have time to do that, but. But let's just take a look at another app that's not up, that we're working on, that's being field tested right now. And it would be, we call this, when it comes up, it will be NU Beef and Calculation, COW-Q-Lations, okay? Really, those other two were much more difficult to put together, okay? This one is basically about calculations, and we have 4 calculations in there right now, and there'll be more calculations. We're going to build this probably to have probably somewhere between 5 and 7 calculations that once you download this app, that's what you'll get. But the first one we have up there is feed cost calculator. I'm not going to talk much about the dry matter conversion. It's amazing that, remember, that most diets were developed on a dry matter basis, but you have to convert them to an as-fed basis, and it'll help you do that. And then look at the nutrient quality. If you put the nutrient density or quality of the diet that you put together. The corn stalk calculator is a corn stalk grazing calculator. And let me jump back up to the feed cost calculator. Is that it'll allow you to compare feeds that you might want to purchase, and it will evaluate them on a nutrient per pound on a dry matter basis. Okay? So that you take water out of the system, right, and you compare them on a 100% dry matter basis. And at least in our state, we can buy wet distillers grains, we can buy modified distillers grains, and we can buy dry distillers grains. And they're all at a different price. And it's amazing how many phone calls you get, which is the best buy. Because, right, one's at 35% dry matter, one's at 50% dry matter, and the other one's at 90% dry matter. And so how do you get them down to a basis that you can, they're all on a 100% dry matter basis? See, this scares me when that happens, okay? They're all at a 100% dry matter basis, and we calculated them on a pound of crude protein, dollars per pound of crude protein on a dry matter basis, and dollars per pound of TDN on a dry matter basis. For those of you that have corn stalk residues to graze, there's an app. We have producers that will be out in the country and say, I can get a hold of two circles. And I've got cows that weigh 1,200 pounds, and I want to be able to graze these stocks for 60 days. How many cows can I put on that for that many days? And then go through the calculations for you. And then the gestation calculator, I mean, that's the easiest one to use, isn't it? I mean, it's just still 285 or 83-day gestation calculator. You put in breeding date, okay, and it'll calculate calving date. Okay? So you can actually, up here in that top field, you can actually put cow ID. So you AI'd all those cows on that date. It'll store those, and then on March 23rd, it'll say you should have, these heifers or cows should have calved. And you check them off, and if they don't, it just runs until the next day. It'll remind you on the phone that these should be calving or calf, and you check them off, okay? So kind of a neat little deal. If you think about changing your calving date, this top one's the one to take a look at. So let's say you want to calve in May, say in May of 2014. And so let's say I want to calve start May 15th, 2014. It'll calculate a breeding date for you. Okay, so it just flips it around. That's the easiest one of these. And so you can put first AI date, second AI date, and then natural. And so it'll keep the last one that you entered in for that particular cow.
What's the gestation like, and can that be changed?
No, we stuck it in. I think it's 285 or 283, one of those two. And we've not changed that. We probably won't change that. Yeah. Good question, Mark. Okay, so here's the next ones we'll take a look at here. It would be, let's just take a look at the feed cost calculator. We had a lot of folks ask us about this last year. You know, they were looking for forage, trying to get the best buy. Most of the stuff that we needed was energy. And they had a number of different feed resources that they, or feed sources that they could buy. And you can actually, I have alfalfa hay, good alfalfa hay. You can actually type in your own feed, okay? And I have alfalfa hay, corn, grass hay, and then premium grass hay. And so here's how this thing goes is that you touch the first field and it'll bring up a calculator or a pad for you that you can enter your numbers in. And so. Let's just go back and take a look at this. So the first one you're going to add in, and you're going to put in the amount, the cost, the amount that you buy, and then the dry matter, because that's important, because we're going to calculate nutrients bought on the dry matter basis. Get moisture out of the way, right? So everybody's compared on the same moisture basis. And then crude protein and TDN. So that's going to be nutrients bought. And then also you can put in there distance haul, and then hauling cost per mile. And it'll give you a cost after hauling, and then they'll say, okay, number of loads, then you have hauling loss. So there'll be cost for hauling. Then there's a cost to store, and then a storage loss. Looks like we've got a little bit of a mess up right there right now, but we'll figure that out. And then it has loss to storing, and then feed cost, okay? And then loss to feeding. So you basically just go through, let's say we're going $100, that might be cheap, 90% dry matter. Let's say this grass hay is 7% crude protein on a dry matter basis. TDN is 53% TDN on a dry matter basis. You're going to haul it, let's say, 100 miles, 450 a loaded mile. How many tons can we put on? Last time we put tons in here, the guy said you just ruined it because you got picked up for an overload. So let's put 25 a ton in. Let's say you're going to lose some during hauling. Let's say 1% loss during hauling. Cost to store is $1. Storage losses, let's say it's 1%. You can see this is cost to feed is $10. You see we got a little bit of a hiccup there, but we'll get that straightened out before it's out. Feeding losses, by the time you get them into the cow, let's say you have a 10% a feeding loss. Let's say you're done. Okay? And so that basically puts all your inputs in, right? And then the next screen will tell you purchase cost of the nutrient. This would be on a 100% dry matter basis, okay? And so crude protein of that hay, that would be cost per pound of crude protein on a dry matter basis. 10 cents would be cost per pound of TDN on a dry matter basis. And then that cost of dry matter. That's the thing is that if you just figured out on the cost per pound of dry matter that you bought, it may be similar in a lot of feeds. And so then the delivered cost is figured. And then the feed cost of the nutrient, that's after storage. And then basically consumed. So that would include feeding the cow and that 10% feeding loss. Okay? See, there's a couple glitches in a couple fields, but we'll have those. That's why it's being field tested. Okay? We're good to go there. We're going to take a look at another feed. Is that one pretty self-explanatory? Yeah, you run through it pretty good, yeah. But our producers, that's one of the things that they continue to ask, especially last year, trying to figure out what's the best buy on a pounds per nutrient basis, dollars per nutrient basis, comparing all feedstuffs at 100% dry matter. Okay, so you can go in here and compare xylitol that are 35% dry matter, 65% moisture. You can compare any of the distiller's grains. All you got to do is add those components into the input screen. All right.
So if you had tested that and you had your own specs on the hay, could you that go in there anyways?
If you tested that hay, that's exactly what would go in the dry matter field. That would actually go in your crude protein field, and that would go into your TDN field as well. And then you would also put in your distance to haul, what it cost you. Everything can be tailored to your feedstuff, to your location. Yeah. Other questions? Good question. Okay.
If the feed hasn't
been tested, will it default to a table? Yeah, it won't default. You'll have to get the other stuff, you get the price per pound of nutrient on that dry matter basis, you'll have to put something in there to get that. Yeah. Other questions? So it's good to test and figure out what you have. All right. One more component. This would be the corn. How many folks in here graze corn stalk? You, us Nebraskans do, don't we, Charlie? Yeah. So this one's going to be available, and so the amount of residue left in the field is based on yield, right? So as yield goes up, the amount of residue left in the field also goes up, and. So the thing that you'd have to do is let me make another few more comments. So you have to fill it in. If you leave, you can leave one of these three blank, and it'll calculate the one that you leave blank. You can leave total animals blank, but then you have to go fill in days on corn stalks and acres of corn stalks rendered. You can set total animals in, leave days on stocks blank, and then fill in rented acres, and it'll calculate the one that you left blank. Okay, so you got to have, of those three, you got to have at least two of them filled out. Okay. So 200 bushel corn, 50% harvest efficiency. And let me just explain that. We would, if you use this app, you probably wouldn't want to change that because this is based on the amount of husking leaf that's left in the field, and we target the grazing, the cow to graze the husking leaf, and about 50% of that. That's how the other calculations will be geared off of. And the reason why that is that we want to, in most cases, leave some residue in that field, right, to build back some organic matter, not unless you're maybe in Iowa where you're, you know, corn on corn, but at least in our country, that's how we would have it set up. So let's say we've got 150 cows, they weigh 1,200 pounds, and we actually use 702 pounds per month. If you want to take a look at the number of AUMs, it just depends on our pounds that are figured into an AUM. It's 790, right, or 680, and we use 720. Okay, this would be based off of some research that we did at North Platte, but 790 actually is, I think, 90% dry matter, 10%, so it's an air-dry number in regards to AUM. And if you calculate that, take that times 0.9, it calculates to 680, but we use 720, and that's what the intake is going to be based off of for a 1,000-pound cow, and that's based off the same data that we did at North Platte. 260 acres. Let's just ask it to calculate. So we got 50 head of cows, 260 acres that we rented. Let's go $20 an acre. Let's say the dry matter content is 75%, about 6% crude protein. If you select the husk and leaf, 55% TDN. Let's say you got a haul for 100 miles, $450 a loaded mile, 40 cows. Would we say 100 miles? Mm-hmm. So this basically is going to be for you to check them. And it actually, when you get that green dot on, it'll basically say what that field is asking for. And so we said it's going to cost 55 cents a mile if you're going to go check them. And say other costs when you go check them, $5, and then the number of planned visits, let's say 5, let's call it done. So it said 150 cows can graze two circles, which 130 acres per circle. They graze those for 98 days, okay, based on our harvest efficiency. And so we would have producers that would, say, I get a hold of this many acres, this is as many cows I have, how many days can I graze those, okay? Then it also will figure in you got transportation costs, and then you have supervision costs, and if you go an arrow over, it'll calculate those nutrients on 100% dry matter basis. Okay, just like what it did in the feed cost calculator. So that would be the purchased protein and TDN. Remember, we buy corn stocks probably more for the energy. This would be available. And then basically after you haul the cattle, and then cost of consumed material, which would include the cost that you would have there when you travel to go check those animals.
Rick?
Yes?
You guys have any intention of putting in a cost per cow per day?
So the question that John had is, are you going to put in cost per cow per day? In fact, the folks that are testing it are asking us to put that number in. Yeah, I think in Nebraska, as you go further west, they rent them by the acre. As you come further east, they rent them by per head per day.
Yeah. Well, and then I just thought, then you know, you compare that cost per head per day to an alternative of going on stocks or staying home in dry lot.
Yeah. So this one's not done yet. We've got it out. I think there's about 10 folks that are field testing, and that's probably the most common question that comes back. Can you put in cost per head per day? All right. Other questions? Yes.
Is based on fresh stocks, is fresh pick stocks, or is there a time period?
Yeah. The question Charlie asked is this fresh pick stock. Yeah, we don't delineate whether they're just fresh picked or they've been picked and then a month or two later you're grazing them. Yeah. When we take a look at it, there will be some weathering of nutrients, but that's a hard one to figure out for us. And so how you might put that weather component into the app becomes pretty difficult to do. So we basically say their stocks are the same, but I think the important component there is probably the harvest efficiency, where we're saying that we're only going to take the husk and leaf. And remember, when cows are on corn stalks, they're selective grazers. They'll select any corn that's in the field, followed by the husk and leaf, and finally the cob and stalk. We don't have a lot of corn in the field, except for maybe this year we had some damage there. But mostly that corn will be gone, and so is the husk and the leaf. So our recommendation, and if you noticed on that, when we put this one in here, we would recommend not to change the harvest efficiency component. And I think that works well with row crop producers as well as consultants. Other questions? We've got a few more that we're thinking about putting in. Go ahead.
Just to verify, are these standalone apps or do you have to have network apps?
I didn't hear the question.
Well, do you have to, especially on the previous ones, do you have to have network access or are they standalone?
This one's a standalone, okay? And the other two, if you want to use the learn component, you would have to have internet access. In fact, it works pretty well with a phone, actually. I mean, you can download fairly quickly with a phone. All these are built for Apple and Android. Other questions? Jane, I'm just glad you got the technology to work. So, yeah.